in Luke 12, he said, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to bring peace, but division." So Jesus Christ said, the purpose of my coming is to bring division. So if division were a bad thing, then that would mean that Jesus Christ has brought bad things into this world. And we know that's not true. We know that he went about doing good. So if Jesus went about doing good and he said, "I've come to bring division," then division is good. Did you hear me? Division is good. Even God in Genesis 1, he just keeps dividing over and over again. He divides the light from the darkness. He divides the waters above the firmament from the waters below the firmament. He divides the sea and the dry land. He divides male from female. He divides, he divides, he divides. He came to bring division. He's the God of division. You know, my favorite math is not addition, subtraction, or multiplication. It's division, okay? But in Romans chapter 16 here, he says in verse 17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and avoid them." Nope, that's not what it says. It says, "Mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned and avoid them." You see, when you're causing division because you're preaching righteous doctrine, that's good division. Because you're dividing those who believe the word of God from those who reject the word of God. And so when you're preaching a doctrine that's right, that's been taught unto us by our Savior, that is good division. That's the kind of division he brought. And so that's a good thing. Now, look at 1 Corinthians 1 again with that in mind. So he says, division is bad when it's contrary to the doctrine we've learned. Okay? Division that's preaching true biblical doctrine, that's good division. Okay? For example, if everybody's doing wrong, if everybody's committing sin, and I divide myself from them, isn't that a good division? Did I not be lumped in with them? Okay. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. It says in verse 10, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions," period? No. He doesn't say he doesn't want there to be division, because division is good. He says, "I don't want there to be divisions among you." Okay, so there should be a very serious division between believers and unbelievers. There should be a difference between the saints and the unsaved. There should be a difference between clean and unclean. There should be division between the Baptist and the Catholic. Division between the Baptist and the Mormon. Division between lies and the truth. But he said there shouldn't be any divisions among you. So how are we going to make sure that there's no divisions among us? We make sure that we all are right. Okay? Not like, well, since most people are wrong and we don't want to have any division, and 60%'s wrong and 40%'s right, we better all just go wrong, then we can be unified. Isn't that ridiculous? But that's what people, in practice, that's what people do. You know, 51% is wrong. We're going to have to get the 49% that's right to switch to being wrong. Then we can all be unified. Because unity is more important than doctrine. Wrong. We ought to unify around the right doctrine. We ought to unify around what's right. And you know one way that we can make sure there's no divisions among us? People who refuse to listen to this book, just get them out of here. You know what I mean? Because then all they're doing is causing division if they don't want to listen to the word.